Boga na Vesiše Gonzela. Is D times Sivo, N times Sivo, the Bogan of Tisha B'Av Dovah. And the character of the Sivo of Tisha B'Av expresses itself in two ways. One way that Nafsikim B'Yoyim, that always commences at night. And secondly, as all Hamish Eluim are forbidden, namely, as a sound of a chitz, a sikh, etc. There is another element. There's another element as far as Tanis Siva is concerned, which we do not observe in Tisha B'Av. Namely, Tachmoni. Tanis Siva, a figure of Tanis Yochi, is distinguished by its self. In particular, by the repetition of the process of Aliyah, the same moment that is happening in Islam. Tachmuni. The Gemara says, I'm going to go to the Gemara. And the time is civil, and to simply and to mention frequently, you've given me the sarachu. This actually is associated with the alochet that tefillah and the time is civil has a double purpose. First of all, time is civil like any other day, on which I have to pray according to the Rambam, the prayer every day, the mitzvah seminatei. And secondly, a kind of sibur requires prayer per se, a special mitzvah. And it's not derived from Veda Sheba, Veda Sheba Lev, but rather from Chisov Nuchon Ba'atz, from Ratzah Atzer, from Mareis and Mechatzitzvahs. And the word Chatzitzvahs includes not only the blowing of Chatzitzvahs and the trumpet, some mitzvah, but tefillah in general. This special property of aftonis that it requires special tefillah, particularly what we call sliches, tachnunim, is not to be found as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned. We don't say sliches on Tisha B'Av, we don't say tachnunim on Tisha B'Av. On the contrary, we even skip the tachnun, what we call tachnun. Because it's made, Tisha B'Av, whatever the reason is not quite understandable, but whatever the reason is, there are no tachnunim on Tisha B'Av. Interesting is that when Chazal, most probably Chazal did it, have introduced, have formulated the relationship between a Yontef and the Sedra, which is being read on the Shabbos preceding the Yontef, they included Tisha B'Av as well. We all know, the famous formula, Pigdu Pischu, Tzav Pesach, or Sigru Pischu, Mitzayro Pesach, Azriya Pesach, Minu Vatzru, Minu does not mean in this context sphere, most probably not. It means Minu Parshas Bamidbar. Minu and then Vatzru and celebrate Atzeres, Shuas. It means Tzav is prior to Bamidbar, to Pesach, while Bamidbar is prior to Shuas. Tzuru, fast, observe a fast. And pray, that means Tisha B'Av. And Reshanan. Yimdu Vitiku. Atam Yitzovim and Rosh Hashanah. This is a formula which no doubt about was formulated by Chazal. No doubt about. Certainly by the, in the earliest Kufa, the earliest Kufa era of the Gaelic. It's quite the Rambam quotes the formula. The Kerim Parshas Sav Kedem HaPesach. The Parshas Banidvo Kerim Kedem HaTzeras. V'eschanan Kerim Achatishbo. The Kerim Atem Mitzov in Kedem Rosh Hashanah. There's not a strange deviation. While all the Yom Tovim, you mentioned the first you mentioned the Shabbos prior to the Yom Tov, and then you mentioned the Yom Tov, Pigdu Pischu, read Tzav and celebrate Pesach. Minu read Bamidbar, Minu Vatzru and celebrate Hatzeres. Imdu V'tipu, read Atem Mitzorim and blow Shefer, is Rosh Hashanah. Observe Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, you connect, you associate the latter not with the Parsha which is, was read on the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av. I mean, we read yesterday Dvorim, Elah Dvorim. But with the Parsha which is read on the Shabbos following Tisha B'Av. Why is it? Tzumu Utsu, not of Dabru Utsu, El Advorim. Whatever name Chazal would have coined for El Advorim. But Tishma should have been associated with El Advorim, no. Tzumu Utsu. Observe the first and see where it's Chan, and read where it's Chan. And Ram also, the Kerim where it's Chan and Kerim Tishma. Kerim Bamidbar Kerim Atzeres. Kerem Eschan and Kedem Tishma. As a matter of fact, for many years I had no answer. It occurred to me the last few, I would say, weeks, the answer. I was bothered by it. It's a formula by Chazal, coined by Chazal. Why did it deviate, as far as Tishma is concerned, from the general rule to mention the Shabbos first and the Yom Tov next? Well, in regard to Tisha B'Av, they associate Tisha B'Av not with Dvorim, but with Eschanan. But let us in general, analyze, since Tisha B'Av between Dvorim and Eschanan, apparently Tisha B'Av is associated, as far as the content is concerned, associated with Dvorim, and as well as with Eschanan. But particularly, apparently, Chazal didn't want to emphasize the link between Dvorim and Tisha B'Av. They preferred the link which unites Tisha B'Av with Eschanan. Yeah. What is common, what is the common denominator between Dvorim and Tisha B'Av? Yeah. That common denominator is El Advor Hashem Meshav Kol Yisrael Bamidbar Ba'arove. If you remember what Rashi says, Bamidbar Ba'arove, I mean, will you read the pasuk? Where will you read the pasuk? You all know Beva Yardin, Bamidbar, Varobo, Mursuf, Ventoron, Ventefo, Lom, Hatzeres, Medizo. Rashi said the nation enumerated here not geographical spots, but places where the Bnei Yisrael rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bamidbar, Babar Mesmeo, Varobo, Balpeo, Mursuf, Mashomo, Biyamsuf. I would like to warn the Mitzrayim, the Torah, the Tishol, the Lomar, the Chatzeres, the Dizor, the Raglim, the Machlekis, the Shalkirach. Anyway, the Chatecha, the sins which were committed by the Bnei Yisrael and the Midbar, who were mentioned, are mentioned in the Elad Vorim. This is the reason. After all, Krishna is a result of chet. Not only of our own chatoim, of course, I mean, for their shulnizam is amnizh miyom kilechor miyamatam. We are responsible. We kre chatoim and alim alzayim. Or you say, the state continues, the state of chur. But it's a result of chatis aliseinu and chatoim. And that's why David Bo Dvorim is the parsha which you read prior to Tishmot. It is good, I am not satisfied with this answer. In my opinion, the answer lies somewhere else. What story did Meshe tell the people in Dvorim, what we read? What did he tell? The story of the Maradim. You see, the story of the Egel Meshe tells in Ekev. Ekev is the Egel. In Veschanan is not there. Veschanan is not there. In Ekev is the Egel. But the Maradim, Meshe, the story of the Maradim was told by Meshe, Meshe in Dvorim. Midmei. Meshe says, Ve'emar aleichem re'i nesati lefeichem soretz dey yorushu soretz. אשר נשבע לשם רב יסכם לאברום יצחק ליעקב לא סלם לזר המחרים ופשוט יש שם מקריז מי שספיק סמי about the situation which in which they found themselves after Matan Tere and after the Mishkan was completed so after Matan Tere and after the completion of the Mishkan the Bnei Yisrael were destined on me and to enter Eretz Yisrael immediately Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, when he charged him with the shlichas, with his mission to take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he told him, "Beitziyav zelachu eis, this will be the sign that your mission will be completed." Beitziyav esom hazeh etavdim slitim al hor hazeh. After you complete, I mean, Yitzias Mitzrayim will be completed, and after the service on that mount will be completed. What is the service on that mount? It's Kabbalah Satere and the Bina Midrash. Yeah. After the Bina, the Tere was being given to Israel, and Israel accepted the Tere, Nas Midrashmo, and the Bina Midrash was completed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Hashem Melekeinu Dibar Aleinu Becheirei. God told us in Sinai, Leimer, Rav Lachem Sheves Bo Azeh. And Rashi says, enough glory was bestowed upon you on this mountain. But glory, Kabbalah Satere, and Bina Midrash, there is no greater glory than that. But now is Pnu, Usulachem, Uveyu, Aru, Amere. Go on. Where did he read about it? Where did he read about it? That God told the people of Israel to start moving throughout the earth of Israel and in Palestine. והיא בישי אורם היום מיש ואשם ויפוצו ימיכו, הם בלי ישראל. מיש is referring to what he was told to us in בלי ישראל. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell to Israel? It's enough, I mean, you have completed, the mission is being completed, I mean, the goal has been achieved. We were in the Ha'chiret, I mean, that vicinity. We stayed for almost 2 years, Knu, Sulachem, Uveyu, Aramir. Aramir means Eretz Yisrael. Vokom Shvino, Varova, Vohor, Vashvino, Vanegev. Re'ei, Nosati, Lepneichem, Esoretz. Bein, Roshu, Esoretz. Asher Nishba, Ad Hashem, Lavisichem, Lavom, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Vosalem, Levar, Amachem. And we should tell them that they appointed the judicial hierarchy, so they say, the Shevtim, and the Dayonim, but it's necessary for Knis, Eretz, and the Ramban interprets. Because they couldn't enter out the soil without having an adequate system of Dayanim and Shevtim. Rebbe Yehuda Bar Yosef Eschem, he appointed people, I mean, to supervise the Chlukas Oretz and the Kibush Oretz. The way the Torah tells us he did after 38 years, when they were in Arvis Meir, in Parsha Pinchas. Rebbe Yehuda Bar Yosef Eschem, Bosem Hashem Letecher Ekei Neisu Lachem. ראי נוסף נוסן על השם מלכך לפניך לסורץ עלי ראיש כאשר דיבר עד השם מלכי המסך הלוך אל תיבר ואל תיכוס ארץ ישראל is not money you just don't have to fight anymore but if Meshe had brought in the Jews to ארץ ישראל there would have been no need for 7 years of war and 7 years of partition could have been accomplished, I mean, within a few days. Rain or sake, so Kavarish, Altira Valtera. And this would have had this had did this happen? I mean the way after the Borg planned it, the Jewish history would have been a different one. This is what happened. So Mesha tells us in Shlishi, and in a sense, quite simple demand, they want to know what kind of a land it is. He said, if you want, I mean, there's no prohibition. I said, yeah, we would like to get acquainted with the land before we enter the land. And the disaster happened. The catastrophe, which was not just limited, which was just a temporary disaster, but it changed Jewish history, and it made out of Jewish history a history of martyrdom, took place. It's a little bit of a balance, but then we speak the Shem Batam, we speak the Shem Lekirim, one and a half the Eilim, and the Midbar Asher Yisra, Asher Nesach HaDeshem, וישמר עד השם עסקים דבריכם ויקצו וישוב עלינו and the decree was issued by the Almighty that 38 more than 40 years have to spend in the middle וגם בי סלב עד השם בגללכם ומטו לסלב עד that means that the Jews entered at Israel immediately after כבול הסתר and after the construction of the Mishkan and Meshu would have entered with them, not Yeshua and the history would have been a different one the disaster, I mean This catastrophic event took place, it has changed, we can be glad of him. We can be son of Hashem, the Magmato is so much fun. But Meshe was prevented from coming out soil because of the main river. But hadn't, if Meshe Merachim hadn't come in, there would have been no incident of the main river either. The Meshe would have been the commander-in-chief and the leader. He would have brought in all the Bnei Israel and the Earth Israel. Well, who knows what kind of history would have happened if circumstances develop the way after the Baruch Hu Kamiyohu planned it. The Tachon Hashem Martin. And then, what happened? Chakishvi Bekodesh Yom Rabin. He spent 38 years Bekodesh. Kayom Asher Yeshavtem. והיומים אשר הולכנו מקודש בניה עד אשר עברנו את נחל זאב תמר שור דיסטנס שלישים ושמונה שנה took them a minute to cross this distance 38 years עתים פה לדיר אנשי המלחומו וגם יד עד השם הויו בו מלהומו מקרב המחנה אטומו 38 years it was the time of confusion and perplexity and death, I mean, we all died, I mean we all know what happened I mean, the way Chazal takes his clothes in the Medrash in Baba Basra. Every Erev Tisha B'Av, an order used to be issued by Moshe Rabbeinu. Each Jew has to dig his own grave. And each one used to dig his own grave. And Tisha B'Av night, I mean, they spent in the grave. Each one spent the day, the night in the grave, in his grave which he died. In the morning, the announcement used to be heard. Yifreshu achayim min ha-meisim. Those are dead that remain the graves. Those are still survived the night. Let them get up. They used to get up, those who survived the night. But thousands of people remained in their grave. This was the way, I mean, what happened, I mean, following the incident of the Barak. Gam yad ha-deshem o-isabom, עתים פה הדיר אנשי המלחומה מקרב המחנה וגם יד עד השם אויסו בו והומם, to confuse them מקרב המחנה עד תומם, until they all died ולמי שריש, not even a single individual survived with exception of Yeshua בן נון וכל הבן יפה that's all and the Mishnah in Tiny says hey דבורים יהיו מול אביסיינו בתישבו Five catastrophic events took place on Tisha B'Av. So the first event was the Mishnah. The Mishnah formulated, I mean, the Mishnah introduced, is Yigzvah of the same Mishnah Yichna Silvarez. Tisha B'Av is basically asked me what kind of atonement is Tisha B'Av. It's the atonement which is due to the Chetan Aleph. Because the Yechum Mishamigdash is a consequence, it's a result. But actually what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to change his plans. Instead of taking them straight out of Israel from Mitzrayim, he kept them in the midst of 38 years, years of agony and death and confusion. And that's exactly which is was responsible later for whom by his vision and by his all the catastrophic events which transpired on Tisha B'Av. As a matter of fact, this is the most appropriate parsha. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Megillah says, as the Mei Abraisin, Mei Atanoin, they used to read Parshas Meraglim on Tisha B'Av. Especially how much of the Parshas Meraglim, the Shlach of Rama, but the Kriya of Tisha B'Av was the Parshas Meraglim. This was the Kriya on Tisha B'Av. But the Gemara says, no, you have a Gemara Megillah. No, I'm going to say, this is my curious. It's formulated the Aloche, the Parshas Meraglim, but Osef Asife, the Tzeli Bonim Ebonim, and after is Osef Asife. In Osef, what is the story of Osef Asife? The story of Meraglim is the story of Pogonies, of Din, Pogonies, of absence of Smith and Mechilim. Of Chubi. This is the story of Jewish tragedy. Meraglim basically is the story of the Jewish tragedy. Throughout the ages. It's quite appropriate for Tisha B'Av. It makes sense that the story of Meraglim be read with Tzibur and Tisha B'Av. What's about the tree we do read? We just 10 minutes ago we read the tree. What is this tree talking about? Of course it mentions Goles, the Fitzch HaShem Ben Amin. But next, this is a tree, the lady already, is a mikvitzar lecho mitzvucho, kol hadvarim haele v'shachta ad Hashem lekecho, v'metzoso kis ad Hashem lecho levecho v'chol nafshecho. He's already the kriya of tshuva, the kriya of lecha, of kibbutz goliyis, and the gula asile. And then the Yisrael, what does the Yisrael eat? Bchiras Yisrael. Bchiras Yisrael, you have the kriya. No. ויש ויפחר בזרי אחרו ויצאחו בפנו על פנו ברכי חדות ובחיר עשי ישראל. So the Chabaye interesting is, Chabaye did not accept the viewpoint of the Braise, so the Kriya of Tisha B'Av should be a Kriya of Poronians, but the Minig Reilom, that you read on Tisha B'Av, Tanchumin and Metrafe, the about the utility and the efficiency, the efficacy of Tshuva, and about Bchir עשי ישראל, no matter what happens, no matter how bad Tisha B'Av is. No matter how horrible the tragedy which appeared on Tisha B'Av was, no matter that until this day we are, Tisha B'Av is the symbol of all our troubles, of all disasters, of all catastrophic events. No matter how bad and how tragic and how horrible it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never abandoned us, he will never abandon. We are Am HaNivchor, and Yochel cannot abandon us because we are HaNivchor. Nifcha means an eternal, we are chosen people. And we sinned, of course we sinned, but sin can always be wiped off by tshuva. By tshuva, and we may ask a question, but our community is not ready for tshuva. So the Rambam says that there is a haftoche, there is a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Sof Golusam, at the end of the days, Israel will make tshuva, Israel will make, who will repent, who will engage in an act of tshuva. נצר לכו ומצויכו כל הדבורים האלה, נומת הסטאפו היומי. נומת הראו, הופעה יובי from the whole idea actually, from the whole mood and experience actually. נומת הראו, הרבה יובי. וביקשתם, ביקשתם, ומוצא סוף. תסנשנה בכל לבות כל הכל נחשב. It's very strange how the Gemara changed the Kriya and Tishibor from the Meraglim, which a Kriya Shom Koroni is, a Kriya of hopelessness, of Yad HaShem Oysa Bam Luhumam, a Kriya about a door which lives in confusion, perplexed, and just had one task, to die in the Midbar, not enter the soul of Israel. Change that type, that Kriya, into a different Kriya, into a Kriya of Tshuva and Kshiras Yisroel. This is the fact. Hence, I believe. So it means that no Gaume, which the Gemara approved of, that to associate, that Tisha B'Av be associated not with the Dvorim, but with Israel's Chana. So when the Minhag HaOlam, I mean, the practice among our people, who was to read Dvorim and Tisha B'Av, meaning the Maisa, not Dvorim, excuse me, but the Shlach and Tisha B'Av, you certainly, the formula sounded as follows. Dibru, Ritzumu. Then Tisha B'Av was associated with Dvorim, not with Reshana. Because Dvorim is a repetition of Shlach Lecha. But the very moment, the very instant, and no Galme, the Aloche was changed, and the Kriya of Dvorim was eliminated, and instead they introduced the Kriya of Eschanan, of Tshuva, B'yes Hagel, and Bchiras Yisroel, so the association of Tisha B'Av with Dvorim was severed, because the Kriya, there was no Kriya of Meraglim anymore. It was severed, and a new link was introduced. Namely, what link? Ah? Where's Hanan in this? Before it was Dibru Ritzumu. While the Kriya and Tisha B'Av was Meraglim. The very instant the Kriya and Tisha B'Av was changed, no Galme, as instead of reading Shlach Lecha Anoshim, Yisuas Aratz Kna, we do read, but Salachom Tzuchot Ladvorim Elim Shachto Lisham Ad Hashem Lekecho. Is Hashem Lekecho 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 Lekecho. So the association between Shabbos, prior to Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av was eliminated. And there was a new link was introduced, namely the link between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. That's why you say, Tzumu Utslu. Slu, something else. Slu, you say, you refer to the Eschanan, to the word Eschanan. But there is a deeper meaning to it, Slu. A deeper meaning. Slu is Batsalachom Tzucha, Kaladvorm, Ele, Shafto, Mishama, Leshama, Letecha. Slu, you fast, you practice the Chamish Enoim, and you mourn the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time, don't lose hope. Utslu, pray for the restoration of the old glory of Gula. Interesting is Yes, this is it. Yeah. There is another problem, that's tremendous. Another problem about the Kriya of Megillat Seichel. The Kriya of Megillat Seichel is mentioned in Masechet Sefer. Together with the Kriya of Ruz, Batzeres, Shashir, and Pesach, and Keres, and Sukkot, it's the Chomesh Megillat Seichel. It's mentioned. But there is one distinct, there's something distinct about Megillat Seichel, which we don't find in the, as far as the other Kriyas are concerned. Namely that the Kriya is Balayla, not Balayla. With the army, you know, in Lithuania, there are many congregations where they used to read Megillat Seichel in the morning too. But always like following a certain order. Balayla, you read the Megillah, and then you say Kines. Bayeim, you say Kines first, and you read the Megillah next. I've never come across, I mean, I've never met a community where the Megillah in the morning was read first and the Kines followed the reading of the Megillah. Yeah. First of all, Rus and Shir HaShirim and Keheles are read in the daytime. Of course, I mean, you read it before Kriya Sefer, and Sukkot and Pesach, and Shemesh. Megillat Seichel you read Balayla. Why? Right. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Boch HaSivik HaBalayla. Boch HaSivik HaBalayla. And Chazal already mentioned it. It's called Abeche HaBalayla and Keile Nishma. Balayla in general, that any trouble a man should have, imaginary troubles, real troubles, so at night time, they become magnified. Every pain, every physical pain, every your body. At daytime, you're not so sensitive as at night. But this is true. When the one Rahman son suffers, at night he suffers the most. This means, Boch HaSivik HaBalayla. The Gemara tells us the story of Maise Balmona Achaz, the Shechemusi Shel Rabbi Gamliel, a lonely woman, who had a son, Shoela ben Yochi, who raised, and she had one son, and he died. She had nobody. So he said, Becher alo balayla. She used to cry over his death at night. Rabbi Gamliel used to cry with her. There are two reasons. First, at night his suffering is magnified, the intensity is magnified. The suffering is more intense, the pain is sharper. Confusion is more destructive and so forth. And secondly, people are more aware of the pain of fellow man at night than in daytime. And even the unfortunate person realizes his plight and his hopeless situation at night more than in the daytime. Daytime man is some kind of forget his troubles, his problems. This is Boch HaSivik HaBalayla. This is a plain answer. And that's, I believe, the Rashi said it. Boch HaBalayla, Keile Nishma. Doesn't Rashi say it? At that time, the noise which the living make, that's, take a look. No, you can just, you just put it in. Can you say Abicha Balayla? Yeah, but there's another answer. So I'll choose this little one. Give it to me. Where is it?
Yes, I should
be. The Baracha, the last terrace. Balayla, Shkola Abicha Balayla. This is the story of Rav Gamliel. Rashi doesn't know the story of Rav Gamliel. We are more sensitive, more compassionate. We are better at night than daytime. In daytime we are busy with ourselves. So we are not sensitive. While at night, I mean, man is not as egotistic. At night, the way he is in daytime is So he sometimes he shares in the travail and the suffering of his fellow man. That's a Bokhe Tifke Balaylo. Yeah. But basically the Bokhe Tifke Balaylo refers to Apostle Chumash. Vayifko on Balaylo Ahu. The Chet HaMeraklin was committed at night. It was a night of crying, of weeping. The Chet HaMeraklin was committed at night. And interesting is that this is Azman, and Azman Kriya Sam Gile corresponds to the time of the Chet HaMeraklin. See, the Chet HaMeraklin was committed in night, so the Kriya's Echo, the Kriya's Echo takes place at night instead of daytime. As a matter of fact, in most Kriya's they don't read Echo in daytime at all. They read only at night. And even those Kriya's which read Echo at night do it at the end of Kriya's, not prior to Kriya's. Yeah. Now, as I believe I said it once, Kinyas Tisha B'Av is something special. It's not fewer. For a simple reason, if Kinyas Tisha B'Av had been just fewer, so he wouldn't have been able to say the Kinyas the way they are, the way it would be. As I emphasized many times, that a man who met with disaster, was confronted with misfortune, has got to take it in the same manner as he accepts it, in the same manner as he accepts a happy event. So what right do we have to say Echo? The word of Echo, per se, is not understandable. What I'm asking about, is Borah for an account? Should account to me, I mean, how he did it, why he did it? Echo means like why, how you are. We have no right to do so. Rahman of Islam, in times of disaster and catastrophe, we say dynamics and that's all, we accept. We didn't shock it in Borah. Tzidik Adin does not contain the word of Echo. But why do you have to say Echo Yoshua? Echo means why? This is contrary to the principle which Rabbi Akiva formulated. So what's the answer? What is the answer? The answer is a special permission granted to the Knesset Yisroel and Tisha B'Av to start or the kines with the word Echo. And then, and with the permission was granted to whom? To Yirmiyahu HaNevi. That's the whole uniqueness of the Megillas Echo, is because it starts with Echo. With Echo Yoshua HaNevi. Otherwise, I mean, without reading the Megillas Echo, we have no right to say kines. You have many kines who say, introduce the word Echo as the introduction to the kines, right? The introduction to the kines. This was a special heter, permission granted Yirmiyahu HaNevi to write the Megillas Echo and to start the Megillah with the word Echo. And we obtained this permission to say kines in a similar manner, through reading the Megillas Echo. We have no right to start Kines without Megillas Echo. For instance, they imagine last night we said Kaddish, this Kabul, and instead of reading Megillas Echo, we would have started with the few Kines which have been assigned to the night. We wouldn't, if we had done so, it wouldn't have been al kedin, according to the aloche. For simple reason, because we cannot ask Echo Nishbas, Mipibenim Shirim, Mipibenim Bas, Mitzvah Shabbos. One of the kines we said yesterday, if you still remember. Echo Nishbas, Vineyam Echo Nishbas, Mipibenim Bas, Mitzvah Shabbos. This is the reason why we don't say Vineyam Tisha B'Av Motzei Shabbos. We have no, we would have had no right to ask this question, Echo. Even Echo. Was the Masechet Sofrim quote that Antishibor, the whole Tzibu, says, Bo Adayin Emes B'Shem Malchus. This is the manner in which a Jew approaches Rahman Litzlan, a catastrophic event, by accepting the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. But we cannot say Echo. What is the introduction to Kines? Introduction which actually gives us permission, I mean, to start Kines differently. With the word Echo, this is Megillas Echo. It's before Megillah, we read Megillas Echo, there are no Kines. Megillas Echo is the Sefer HaKines. Alein Ksuvim al Di al Sefer HaKines li Yom Yom Anovi. So the Pasuk says, Megillah Nivra Yom. This is the Sefer HaKines. And without this Sefer HaKines, we might not start the recital of Kines at all. Because Kines has a new element, al Pidin, al Pi Aloha, a new element. Namely, the element of that we may ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu the question of Echo Yoshua Modem. So there are no Kines without the introduction, the prologue of Echo Yoshua Modem. This is at night time. What about the daytime? Who gives us permission? I mean, who will give us permission to start Kines next? So many echos. What's the source of our authority to do so? Apparently there is some novice said it to me before us, namely Yom Yom again, the after. The first Kines today is the after. The after is read not like an after, on a holiday or a yig, but even a tonis. The after is the first Kines. And prior to the recital of the after, we have no right to recite the Kines.
And you're not allowed to say Kines?
A good question. They should skip certain Kines. Good question. It's a good question. He asks, a Yochid is supposed to abstain from the recital of Kines because there is no after. It might be that the after which is read, recited Bitzibu, grants a universal letter to everybody, not only to the community in whose midst, I mean, the after was read, but also to every Yochid who is locked up in his room, that he has permission, I mean, to start Kines. This is the answer. And it's very strange. All after we conclude with Divrei Nechomer, with the word of solace. All after, not a single after which concludes with Divrei Techocha, with the exception of Tisha B'Av. What is the end? I saw a Chacham Chmosi, I give him a Chmosi, I saw a Ish. But this is our responsibility, this is not the Nechomer. This is a joy, this is a warning, this is a commandment, this is a no. You don't know who causes me. But after it, the role of the Lord, she came to Nevi Yisroel, he seemed to be very able to take Shabbat where he do. And teach him all, we don't observe it. Because this is not the end of the affair of Kines. There is the continuation of the Kines. Following the after, we obtain the right, I mean the license, to continue. We continue for a few hours like that. Theophilus. And he was a young soldier. Kilama had a new place, his name was Kirul Amkindin, Amkindin to Surahina, and Hachamit Kinku to Surahina, with Maheno, with his girl, and the name was Seradna, and the name was Moe. He was known as Kirul Amkindin. And you, he's all the Shire. He's the place that says, now you can call the Mekinim, you can continue the Mekinim. That night, I mean, the heter was granted by Rudin Dinko. In the daytime, the heter is granted, the heter to face in it. It's granted by what? What by Rudin Dinko? What by Rudin Dinko? And the last three people, to pull up only one, to become one day you have to three people, because on Monday you're not free anyway. The feasible is the Friday, Sunday or Wednesday, you're not a human being principle, not a human prayer. So you pull up three people, the one person, and you need the muscle. You don't need three. When it passes like happening when you call three not on a Monday and Thursday, the feasible coinciding again. But even the feasible comes out on Sunday or Tuesday or Friday, you know, they are here. The person is alive. So what do you see? What is the confusion from this Gemara? There is some confusion. The Kisibor is not a career. Usually, on the Yena career, the Ether, the central actor, in which the Kisibor is agent, is the career for prayer. The Yoko, you know, young day prayer. So why do you introduce on 40 days, on which the Rebbe from the Yoko, on Yom Tov and Shabbat are prayer, it is made on Yom Tov and Shabbat are prayer. But the mystery of the career is fulfilled and implemented not by the affair, but by the By the prayer. As a matter of fact, she didn't even say that prayer. They did say that prayer. But no one hearing that prayer. That prayer is not a prayer, that prayer is not a prayer. They say the prayer, and that prayer is a lot, because the prophet was in Rome, and then he's not a member of the congregation. It's not for the problem of sinners, there would have been no three until the one left six was coincided with Monday or Thursday. But otherwise, six of them did not require a limit of death. Remember that they are joy, the master of the Hagiopos, Father, Peter Leine, the limit of death are part of the sinner, the internal part of the sinner, and internal part of Peter Leine. But when there is a day of bitterness and despair, grief, despair, it was apparent that the victim would have had no place. But why was it apparent to listen to the law? For the sake of the affair. For the sake of the affair. What do you mean affair for unto the law? In regard to affair, I'm not going to say. That's why I believe I'm doing for them. This is what how it is, doing the reason, doing the truth. Say the after the master. They don't need to. The Jewish Kinner revolved about his word and effort. So they have to. Otherwise, they are not ready for the Kinner. All Kinners must revolve around
אני מגיע לריחו, ועוד להכיר את הלכת על פירות ומתוך איזה נחתונה. Ты моешь, ты мне добрый хозяин, то вот, вот, там, там, я не могу, да, и вот, да, да. Так, а заходит на мой индейский лохом, ты мог бы лохом, но и карам, как ты же ты не спрашиваешь. Так, и ты I'm going to go to the second. Maybe some of us are there among the flocks of life and failure. Everybody is here. What do you mean? We are mourning something, yes. Not physically suffering. Not physically suffering. What do you emphasize here? Maybe if you are suffering in Europe, do you know someone is there on it? The name Tom and Dead are the past, among the teachers of the earth. It means Spirit Lady Prayer. It is a translation of the name of this prayer. Except Spirit Lady Prayer goes hand in hand with Spirit Lady Prayer. The letter tells us
During the full day, it means the full memories when we look at our children is the physical destruction is not the most important. What's important in children, as I say, Nizna Rosso, and the King Nicholas, Nizna Rosso, the King Boy Games, and after Strapper, and the mother of the Lutheran says, Nizna Rosso, King Rosso, King Rosso, King Rosso, the King of the Son, for the mother of the Lutheran, that actually there was a problem what should be destroyed. A summer, a big maneuver, the physical structure of the maneuver, or the process itself. So invisible was kind of a Yema Jew. The similar Yema Jew we come across the way to work. Not a Yema Jew, but a layer of Jew. A night of Jew. In which, I mean, the destiny of the story was the word about that is also in the family. This is Sri Sattva. A man on the same one, a million years later, and I put a same old wall, but same old heart. Because they did not deserve to be saved. As I said, they were just as dead as the Nixon was. The Negro, starts on the crime to see if you put him down with him. He was a good attorney for the time. He said, I love you, God, it is your. So the difference is, where did God do it? I love you, God, it is your.
So finally, after a long night of debating the problem, the Rebbe Chaim Zohar decided, that no matter how bad it is, it's still better than a bed. This is a mile and hail of the minimum in the floor. The water was ready on the city to destroy them, the minimum in the floor. A similar game of being, the bell, a similar game of being, it was a bell on the night of Hitler. When there were two ways, either to destroy the minimum or to destroy the place of Hitler. That's all two. That's the whole truth. So a lot of the families are not responsible. I mean, the mortar and the brick and the stones and the people that is there, people, there are people who are not responsible for the things. There are physical objects which have no fear, have no place in the mortar. They became contaminated because of the soil, the main soil. They contaminated, they defiled the family. The right thing that the family suffered? This was a problem. So, the family was decided that it was necessary to continue to exist, but the family was being destroyed. That's why Chazal called the mystery, so it's not the same as the name for the soul. The mystery is the collateral of the form. So that it is more for the name. Held responsible than the soul and gave it to peace. The world is peaceable, on one hand is to gain a mile and more, which is a day of bitterness, and misfortune. On the other hand, it's peaceable as an element of clarity. Because after the result, decided that on the end of the decision, the request to serve to the eternal people, and no matter how grave the situation was, the request to pray will continue to be. What do you know? So the physical destruction is not always the most horrible thing. What is the horrible? What is often, often, is the physical destruction that is on the hand is blasphemy. And the desecration of God's name and the name of the other person to come. Now that it's me, I'm still about God in the name. That I never said in the text of the name. But that it's me, I'm still about God. I bring the death into our prayer. I redeem the disabilities. I restore all glory. So one reason not to be you deserving, you are deserving. But you said my name and be in the desecration. You have no idea how much I blessed me, I ran into the air during the Holocaust year. Very much. It was to come down, by the way. And so you see, God was abundant in his computer. He wanted to complete his process in the Jewish civil. Otherwise, why did he celebrate the Holocaust? To come. And this was said not only by anti-Semites, but by Jews going to the war. It was the one, it was the hero place came to mind that so horrible. Sometimes, I mean, I like him across several times with such agony, such agony. I was so wonderful. And the reason I used to cry not only for the pain, but for the same thing I got it. So I'm teachable is the day of mourning, the day of drinking. Not only out of the destruction, out of the energy, the fact that the people are out of the exile, but out of the desecration of the name of God. And that is two ways to communicate with our Lord. To make out of the refuge and fun, there, among the community, among the other nations and people. And with regard to Israel, the reward of the enterprise is not one, but many times. Two returners, two are like a comedian in the world, like a letter. I mean, the same problem many times when I read about the United Nations, and they are clever and just deliberations, were engaged. In some sense, I mean, I see things, not so much because they are discriminatory or people choice, because they are prayer, but the specifically is that I try to isolate them, I should say, and to make a reference.
Nothing is
Und immer noch mit seinem Jahre ist, was mir just the first time when I had to come in with a new, these two stages of the drama away. And the computer, you know, one of the prepared states, that the time of the coming to internet in this time, one of the brothers of the Lord, the first one. The time asked, I thought I wasn't my legality. But the coming is the opposite of my legality. Because the family is the we knew before too. But when the Torah says the is not the family. The very moment there is no the family now, there is a part of the village, the beginning of the world. The world is also complete. Now exactly, the part of the world is seeing a little interesting is some things that are fabulous in the world. The part of the world is our role. High into heaven. And what did they accomplish? Not good at this time, but the period of and it's a funny thing to know, thing to throw. And we're going to see. Who is my body for this time? Patricia, the Hebrew is the door. It says, my rivers were destroyed in Papa, due to a patient, due to a patient. So it takes the father and mother and boy to see it all of your own. Not where any of the things that we are, and you think that I have any of the rest of them, but he is the leader of Amelia, any of the energy that is the fear, not for the new family to all of the we know my way only the fear. What is causing them to have that? It's a good thing. Why was he just having been brought to us through the life? And to the first half of the day for years? Only a picture of a day for years? And what was the topic of the camera? And the salvation is a warning. And I think it's still a Sabbatina, that he lived by the Arabi, he got in a mirror and he was here. And they cried, and he was happy. And he asked him, why are you happy? He said, well, you're either slaving your money. And then he said, I have accepted the testimony of two people. I am younger. And the name of one of these was, the second is the Lord, and the second higher than the rest of the Jason Stainer to stay in the Sarah Ayrton for all of the people of us. So why you like this to have a period is very true, and for the third year of the year, then you are only for your honor. Why? Because sharing with the Lord, is just the opposite. A place visited by the Jefferson, by the doctor. I mean, what do you see? What do you see? Look at you. This place, the devil is there. The place which is popular is not visited by the Jefferson. Or, for the other element, it's a result of destruction. The place which is in the breeze, in ruins, is visited by the Jefferson. And our fear is the summer. Mind of fear is different. The second is saying that the hell is here for us. The hell is saying Jesus for us. We have fear from time to time. And the reveal of power was the opposite. The grace was saying in the spirit of the power of the time. The heaven is going to be first. So the power of the they have to sit on the street for you. That's why Rabbi Akiva compared to both of you, the higher and the lower. How clear to tell him, to all of you here today. Well, I was here today, and I was here today. And I feel it is coming to all in the hall today, here today, here. And then you hear it is here. It's here, it's all coming here today. No. It's not something there. There are certain places which are desolate. Moments. And the money will return from time to time, but we will not build these nests. Because it's not devilish enough for the animal to build a nest. Here, that animal is not a feeling creature. This is a place which will never be revealed by humans, which is completely devilish. Then not only we take the unit to that place, but the build is home. The only use of the means they made the other to us, other place. It's only to find the wood, it's a beautiful place. It's a place that you will know when you'll ever come to this place. It's only you for there, I'm very sure. Call it to the other there. Do you want a place? Or to build a house, to build a home? Or a children and children there? You happen to be there? There is a beautiful place, it's a hard life. Not a whole hard life, everything is desolate. From 1906 or so, 5 years. We were just all right to be 19 coming up in the water after the meal. 2 years ago, they build their home. They mobilize the other animals coming to engage with this man. And the tide and the Russia in the year was just the opposite, just the opposite. Don't protect me. Stay in your face. Young people are in the place no longer. Young people are young and like to be on the place. But they don't like to be home. But they're so popular they have no place at home. But they said anything. It is just the opposite. That's why Rabbi Akiva says, his own testimony is cut in three gentlemen in the country. That's the Rabbi Akiva. I feel a Jew. The other thing is that I think that is very, the characteristic of the spirit of the Jew, 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 the spirit of the J
Thank you.
only are made with that religion. And you have not raised to by preaching and by itself. Still, it is not the far as raised in the lack of consciousness to by preaching and by itself. And you have told by itself. You go and maybe you are not the point of demo up there. And maybe you are a demo up there, not by. Not by. And still have something to do with the demo up there or business. Maybe you are, oh, they're wrong. They're wrong, it's about your sister. They're wrong. And still they're wrong, and they're wrong. You have not taken your own. Then if you're saying, and then the teaching drop the wrong, and then they destroy it. The fear is here, a lot in common with the base of fear, by taking by itself. Google and maybe giving us a little, just like Paul Bonner does. Who is it? Who has to study the sugar from the water? So the man and all of the good is the good is something. However, let us pray. Do you know what a little fear is when it's part of the world? Do you know the place? Now we are theologically and regulating the beginning somehow to find trace it, leading to the place where the music is clear is true. We don't know, we have no idea, We have absolutely no idea. And even theologically, we have no idea. Where did the community be to the body, the base of things? We say, where did it stand? And doesn't the novel that observe itself where it's given the process? If my people will be very simple, I do to bear the family to the community of trouble, what I have done and what I do to the community of trouble. Knowing that, if your spirit will, it will be completely forgotten. The precision of that media, knowing the name and the place to bear the family. The tyranny that the believers are about to do that. They still do that. Because the grace of the Harabite was not forgotten. And many, many enemies of us fight a power to try to make us forget the enemy. You know, the children are because it's just a dumping ground. Because doesn't make it to a dumping ground. That's why many happily fall. And our children will not skip after the prayer to visit the prayer to pray among them in the Ramban. Don't mention it in the way. Don't mention it. They write something, they write something, they write something, but they don't write well with the other people, something. They must not hear about the government is terrible. What is there? What there is a government? What is it terrible? What do you mean? I'm the easy to take down. What is it? Just not hear about the government is terrible? Yeah, we are looking, you're talking the purpose. The purpose is,